Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And we are going to get into the rest of this madness. Yeah. Jesus Christ, pray for me.
Whoever want to try for I Love New York, come on. And that's how I got it.
Nigga, you told that whole rest of the story for no fucking reason. And I knew as I'm listening to that bullshit.
I was waiting for the punchline.
Yeah, that there was no reason for that story. That's why I was like, why the fuck is this? You could have just been like, I was watching TV. I was up all night, had a long night.
But I wouldn't be up all night if I thought it was a born woman, I would have not been up all night. I would have got that night, went to sleep. And missed the thing. The advertisement on TV, I wouldn't have been here right now.
I hear you.
I love New York.
This is not I Love New York.
But if I was out of New York, I went and came here, did the podcast, met him, because he's seen the reruns. He hit me on Instagram. I like the I Love New York, the spinoff. Yeah. I Love Money. We did the podcast. I wouldn't be here. I fucking probably be doing a massage therapy, drinking beer again, SSI, because I'm blind, and sitting on a bench and fucking a girl in my house
okay,
right now.
Okay, so because you watch Tubi, Q.
Yeah.
You just, because I just was talking about Tubi with Rocky. I thought it was crazy that the reality stars did not get their just due getting it played on Tubi, right? People are making money off of it, and there was no streaming services. So you didn't even know what the fuck I Love New York was until Tubi came out, and then you discovered him.
Yeah, so I was like watching Tubi. I think it was like 2019, like the end of 19.
Yeah.
I'm watching Tubi, and I'm watching I Love New York. I'm like, yo, this nigga mad funny. Like, he just saying funny jokes. He seemed like a cool nigga.
Peace.
So then after I finished the whole series on Tubi, watched all the commercials, all that shit. Hit him up. I just put his name on Instagram. I said, yo, bro, you mad funny, bro. I just watched the show on Tubi. Yo, you a funny ass nigga. So I thought he would just see the message, like double tap it. Yo, good looking, bro. And go on about his business. I'm just driving. I see he calling me. I'm like, why is this nigga calling
you on Instagram?
I'm like, why he calling me? I'm like,
I always think those are the most weirdest niggas on planet Earth.
He would be hitting me. I'm like,
they're trying to FaceTime you on Instagram FaceTime. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Hey, but he called you.
Yeah, I'm like, why? I'm like, why he called me? I'm like, why didn't you say thank you? So I'm like, yo, what up? So the first thing he says, yo, how you see that show? Yo, he said, yo, when that show came out, you was probably like 11. Like, how you even see that? I said, no, it's on Tubi, bro. He said, where you from? Like, he started doing a whole podcast while I'm driving, just asking me mad questions.
Nah.
He said, yo, bro, like, you like light-skinned bitches? I'm like,
what?
I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah.
You like, this nigga was serious. This ain't
yeah, he just being mad. He's like, I said, like, what I saw on the show was him in, like, virtually,
peace,
too.
Peace.
In real life. So I said, we got cool. We swapped numbers, like, not on some wish.
Yeah, I swapped piss.
we swapped numbers. We got mad cool. And then, like, I was doing, like, my own acting stuff. So then I went on a talk show, like the Mel Robbins show. I did that,
jeez,
by myself. And then after I did my episode, she said, yo, like, you know anybody else who wants to, like, come on the show, talk about they problems?
Yes.
I'm like, oh, yeah. So I said, I lied. I was like, yo, my Uncle Kwame, yo, he's going, like, yo, I'm like, yo, he's going through with his girl and whatnot. Put him on the show.
What was your problem?
I made up a fake story. I just said that. I said my girlfriend was being crazy.
Was beating you?
Nah, I know. She was being crazy, and she was like, just doing extra shit. They like the story, so they put me on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So then I put him on. I'm like, yo, bro, I know you a washed up reality star, but this might bring you back to life. This might bring you back to life. So then he said, all right, bet. I plugged him in. He went on the Mel Robbins show.
Dope.
It was Liddy, and I was like, yo, this nigga mad funny. I said, yo, I could probably They do more shows with him and whatnot. So then from doing that show, we got mad cool text on the FaceTime, chilling with him, all that shit. I went through his hood, all that chill shit. So then we did more shows. Then we went on Judge Jerry together. So then, so I sued him on Judge Jerry.
You was playing his nephew.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
I got to see that. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I was like, I said, yo, wait, this nigga mad funny? I said, oh, now, yo, we going on
it's
all the
Jerry
shows.
It's Jerry Springer.
Yeah, I said, yo, we going on all
you
the shows.
You doing Jerry Springer?
It was Judge Jerry.
Yo, we can get y'all on it. We know oh, the shit.
Yeah, me and Wax definitely want to sue each other.
I would love to do that.
I'm going to sue him over the podcast.
I'm down.
No, listen. The stories we did was true. I sued this motherfucker. Wait, oh,
what
sued?
Project did you live in?
Ravenswood.
Oh, that was a real picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, I live in projects. I live in projects now. I live in projects.
Nah,
so.
He showed him these pictures saying he could come stay with him, and it was like an ocean
no,
view.
No, he sued me. I sued that nigga too. For some bullshit.
On Judge Mathis.
I sued him because I fucked this bitch. I fucked this bitch, and then something happened with the camera.
It
got to be real, though. But sue him. Yeah, I sued him.
Yeah, sue that.
I would definitely sue Wax.
Yeah, so wait. Do he got your number? I told you, he asked you. It's on Instagram. Yes.
Are you dying? Like, I'm not sure. Like, nah, are you doing story. Glitches?
I ain't finished the story, man. I'm going to put your story. So, man, come on. All right, go ahead.
All right, so start doing more shows together. So, we got cool. So, then, just from us hanging out together, people were like, yo, bro, Kwame funny. Like, yo, he needs his own show. So, I was like, what? I thought about it. Came up with the name together. And then, that's how we just
started. So, he is your play uncle, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facts. And this is all from Instagram. Now y'all make money together. Y'all facts. Doing that's
so
fire
if,
though.
If he wasn't being weird and called me, this never would happen.
He
so
definitely cannot not be
I thank
weird.
I thank you for that.
Yeah.
And this shit gave me horny.
Him being weird.
What? What part of it?
him being weird gonna make me rich. So I'm like, let's go ahead.
Yeah, he already got the chain. Look, I ain't got shit.
So
how
like,
much that chain cost?
Do you like guys?
What? Who?
Hey, come on.
Me?
Now, the reason why I asked this is because, like, you asked if Bad Bunny had a fat ass. Like, you say little things that are, like, borderline.
He's a troll. He's just a
wait,
troll.
Who like, do I like guys or he like
you,
guys?
You.
Me?
Nah, I don't. Like, sexually?
Yeah, maybe.
Nah.
You talked about the transsexual.
And I'm happy that you
it's like a,
said you didn't
it's
do
it's open stories, but I'm just wondering.
Like nah, I don't like him. I'm not sexually attracted to
it's okay if you are.
Listen, I have a good friend. She's a transsexual, and she got no homo. She got a fat ass.
See what I mean?
But,
like,
yeah.
No, but listen, I'm not attracted. I never kissed. I can call her right now. I ain't talking about Sydney Star. No, I got her phone number too. Cause one time I was gonna do a love show for me, but no, I have a friend that's a transsexual. I never kissed her. Nah, we him, cool. Man. I mean, see,
nah,
it, being fast.
It's
see?
Her.
Seeing her.
It could be they. I don't know.
It could be they. It's whatever your pronouns are.
No, but that's I'm not homophobic, and this is my friend. I never kissed her. I never, you know what I mean?
But would you if she kissed you?
Hell no, I'd be kind of like
beat up.
Like I'd be like, yo, I kind of might get a little upset because you can't even take that back.
But what if she'd be like, you can touch my ass if you want.
Did you ever
touch
your ass?
Did you
say it's fat? Smack it or something.
I never touched it in a sexual way.
But would
way.
You if she allowed you?
Oh, you just mean like basketball, like, yo.
No, we're playing basketball.
You know what I'm saying? You know, baby, they touching it. Touching
basketball?
Ass they be doing
too,
that.
So they
can't
even see
what
you're doing.
Yes or no, would you touch the ass?
No.
I think it's a yes.
I mean, no, wait. No, would I touch it in a sexual way? No. In a, like,
kind of
let me see
way.
If it's real.
Medical.
Like, let me see how I feel.
Yeah,
like
I'm doing massage therapy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes, because I'm no homo. I massage men's butt.
Yeah.
Too.
You did?
That's part of the job. Yeah.
I massage men's feet in the airport.
I mean, if you're a massage, if you're a masseuse, a physical
you
therapist, you can't
yeah,
be like, I'm not going to do men, only women. That sounds crazy as fuck. Like, I would be
I am because it's like, I went for a massage and the dude was like, getting ready, and I was like, nah. And where's the woman at?
They don't
but
mind
see,
that.
You
yeah,
can
but,
you
yeah.
can ask for a gender, but you Peace. Can't come yeah. in into the
nah,
profession
yeah,
being like, I'm only massaging work. Pussy.
Nah,
okay.
Like, when I was at work, like the niggas come with their feet. I'm like, yeah, you want feet?
I'm gonna do like a bad job so you don't come back. And you be like,
I ain't gonna saw no nigga feet.
Okay, so there's your feet.
I know you got white nail polish right on your toes, right?
No.
What color you got? Lime
Why
green?
Would you just assume that I have white?
That's like the primary color. Right. What you got? Lime green?
Don't worry
red.
About what color.
Red.
You're not done.
She's not married.
My shit is always done. I get my nails done.
She's not married.
Let's talk about some trending topics. He's a trophy husband. He has three wives. He stays at home while they work. This is a picture of him. Shout out to Hollywood Unlocked.
My God.
He's a guy and they're women. Okay. White ones, and he's black.
I'm not mad at that, L'Oreal.
His name is Nick Davis.
Good to meet black girls.
And he met one of them at their university 15 years prior.
Okay.
He met his other wife 9 years later.
Okay.
And then apparently she was happy. The first wife is saying she was happy there was other women in the house to help satisfy Nick's relationship wants and needs.
Nice.
Then they got the last bitch. And they met when she was 19, they met her.
Molden. Wow.
And the fucking, the wife, the middle wife, the second one, was like, yo, she would be a great fit for our family.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought her in. She's like, she has a big brain. And good. I knew that Nick would find her attractive. They're doing like a sister wives kind of thing coming up on TLC.
Nice.
And it's called TLC. Seeking Sister Wives.
All right. So what's the advice?
They looking for one. It's not advice. This is a trending topic. So this is just a story. So they added also a 22-year-old who is, I guess, the fourth one. She's not a wife, but she's like a girlfriend. And they're saying this is the happiest they've ever been since marrying all three of the women. He calls it a dream come true. So he has three wives and they have a girlfriend.
Nice.
Damn. The girlfriend is 22.
Salute to him.
Yeah.
Yo, why you ain't got more light in his, huh?
You can't see anyway. So would you be in a situation where you stayed at home while a woman took care of you?
Multiple.
Would I do that?
Like, yeah, would you be comfortable with being in a situation like that?
Hey, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I ain't got to work, be at home.
Yeah, but you got to cook, clean.
Just give her that dick.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Because listen, this is the thing. We brainwashed by the white man. You know what I mean? It's different type of styles. Yeah, I ain't even going to the white man. You know what I'm saying? Because it might be the white man, because he's doing that. Number one, I'm fucked up. It's not the white man. I'm bugging him. Because, all right, number one, if you the man, you have the physical ability. You have the logistics, the logic.
Mm-hmm.
So as a man, you supposed to support your wives, and they supposed to be take care of the kids. Because if you think naturally, if you got a kid, I'm going to get you pregnant. You're going to have, the mother's the first teacher of the child.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I can't, it's on some natural shit, right? So I'm supposed to be out there doing my thing, providing out with the money. You know what I'm saying?
Protecting the provider.
Right, because if I got the sperm. The sperm is the seed that goes in the plants. And you grow the plant, you have the babies. Because it's like, four bitches can't make a nigga have four kids. A nigga can make a bitch have four kids at the same time. So supposed to be the opposite around. You know what I'm saying? That was some natural shit though. Feel me? So the nigga, I lived in Senegal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And if you got two wives, you gotta take care of both of them. You can't on this nigga shit. Oh, I got two, three baby mothers and that. You can't even take care of them, nigga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You feel me? So the nigga shampoos is sick. The nigga supposed to hustle.
You should only be able to have as many wives as you can provide.
As a fact.
Yes.
And whoever is food stamp, scamming.
That's true.
Or so whatever.
I don't know.
No, it don't matter.
But you have to what a lot extent. Of
different cultures. A burger bag is provided.
It depends on what that person is asking.
You can't eat a burger bag.
Or dessert.
He's sleeping shit.
But in certain cultures, what it is if you take care of as many, I mean, you can have as many wives as you can provide for, as you can take it. It's not just, oh, you fool, you want mad wives and bitches, so you just get mad bitches.
Yeah.
And then in certain religions, is if she doesn't bear you a son. Right, so that you could get another wife.
No religion, no culture. The men lay back and the bitches
none of that,
except the white man backwards, anti-universe, anti-nature. Because
why would you want to be like that, though? Even, like, forget the gender roles. I'm talking about period, right? Me as a person, I look at it like I would never have to go to another motherfucker just to survive every day. Like, where I have nothing to my own self because I'm depending on another person to do everything.
But if your mind was on some natural shit, you're supposed to work as a unit.
See, that's what I would be.
That's what you're supposed to be. Unity, because it took a nigga and a woman to make you. So you had to come together.
I think that's
to become one. Mm-hmm. So that's how you're supposed to work.
True.
The nature can't work by itself. The sun gotta fucking make the fucking water turn into gas so the water go in the clouds. And the clouds make the rain to fucking go in the soil to make the shit grow.
It's like two X's.
And tell me what don't come from
you
the
give
earth.
Me this. You give me this much credit.
What's that? He bringing shit up. What don't come from the earth? Everything come from the earth. Everything come from the earth. Everything we see, the cars, guns, condoms.
Well,
guns don't come from the earth.
They come from a metal.
Are you dumb? Are you dumb? Where it came from?
You can't grow a gun.
I know that I don't grow a gun, but the metals come from the ground. And
what part
of
the ground?
I don't know, but it come from the ground. Where it came from? It came from the sky.
How you make metal?
I don't know.
From the ground, it grows.
I don't know, but
something grows from the ground and then
make the metal. Make the metal, use the rock or the material, it ain't just wasn't hanging in the sky.
So metal is really rocks.
Everything come from the ground. Ain't nothing come from the ground, my nigga, except the clouds, my nigga.
Oh, so clouds come from the ground.
No, I said no. Nothing comes from the ground. No, everything comes from the ground except the fucking clouds and the sun. Other than that,
everything come from the ground.
So everything we right here.
Even us.
Everything.
What's flesh? You know what flesh is?
Flesh ain't made just from the ground.
It's dirt.
But it's not just made. No.
So tell me what we made of.
From the universe, too.
All right.
Our melanin is condensed sunlight.
Okay.
And the sun ain't in the earth. Sun is in
like
space.
Like condensed milk.
Condensed milk, right? No, milk come from cows.
No, I'm just saying like condensed milk. You said condensed.
Sunlight. Melanin is condensed sunlight.
There you go.
When the sun, this is some other shit.
I mean,
shit,
he's really like, not wrong about what he's saying, but it's like your views.
Yeah, because when the sunlight, it's like we vibrate at a certain vibration that the sunlight from outer space.
That's why we don't float.
But I'm still lost at why we're even talking about this.
I don't know.
We're talking about nature and how shit's supposed to be.
So why is things growing from the ground have to do with this?
We talking about nature. So we talking about if a nigga shouldn't be laying back and the bitches work, the bitches, the nigga supposed to work and the bitches laid back.
Oh.
Because the kid come out the pussy and they latch on the titties. They supposed to be out there.
So the sun is the man and the water is the woman.
What? Say it again?
The sun is the man, the water is the woman, because the sun always rises and moves.
Sun, woman, and child.
And then the water stay low and chill out and have all the fish.
Yeah, the sun is the man, the knowledge is the woman, and the wisdom is when you get knowledge, 1 + 2 = 3. So you get the sun with the woman, and it produces a child, sun, moon, and stars. Yeah, so the sun is the man.
Yeah, y'all done fucked
so
up my that,
so that's why. So that's why they call. That's why they call the sun
too deep
and
in
sun
it,
the same thing.
You get us?
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a super fact.
Oh, sun and sun is the same thing. Then why they smell it different? I always thought about that.
No. Oh, if you want to know that, some other shit too.
Who's on drugs?
Okay, let's move on.
Oh, you on drugs? You take painkillers?
No, I don't.
You take Percocet, oxycodone, Xanax?
I don't take none of that.
So what we got next, L'Oreal?
So yeah. So would you allow a woman to take care of you, Wax?
It all depends on the situation. You know what I mean? Can I, me still going to go after my things that I want to go after in life, my goals and stuff? Yes. But if she want me to do the woman role as cook, clean, and go in the house and just do woman duties, no, ma'am. But if she sit there and just take care of me and let me go, I'll just go also go get some bread. I probably got other endeavors and other goals and stuff that I want to do, but she
take care of that. Is the provider?
I mean, if that's what she want to do, I ain't mad at that. But as long as I'm still going to be able to still go get my own money and stuff. But you want me to sit home and don't do nothing with finances? You control that all? You got to show me like billions of dollars.
Yeah, if Oprah say right now, yo, come to my crib, stay there, give me dick, cook for me, I'm doing it. Right now,
I can't cook,
taking
though.
Taking care of the baby and everything.
I can't cook for shit.
Over you got me pissing in all her bottles. Huh?
How much you weigh? 250?
Almost. Like 240 something. And I can't cook. I mean, I got.
Well, you never learned how to use it. Wait, you got 10, 12 siblings?
Yeah, I got seven sisters and a mom, 33 nieces.
Damn. Wait. So you didn't learn how to cook?
Never learned. I learned how to fight. I learned how to protect.
Wait, where were you born and raised at?
New Jersey? Right here in Jersey. London.
London. So, I mean, who you live with?
Live with my mom. I live with my sister.
Oh, for real?
Oh, I mean, right now, no. They got women in the world who hold me down. They got restaurants. They got Uber Eats. They got.
Wait. You don't know how to cook, though?
I can't cook for shit.
So you know, would you date a woman that can't cook?
No, because a partnership is like he's saying, a man and woman. Some things that I can't do.
Yeah, but you just said you would say you would kick up your feet and let a woman take care of you.
No. I didn't say that.
You can't do nothing.
No, I didn't say that. I said that because if that was my duties,
your hair's uneven. You're not that cute.
I got a big dick.
He said that his shit is broke to the side. He said three.
Six? Not even. I thought it was three. It's not even three.
Actually, for the inches, bro.
That shit, I don't. It's nothing.
You got to get that dick pump.
No, I can't even do it because I'm looking at it like I might tell God that he did a wrong job. You see what I'm saying? So I try not to alter myself too much.
You work out.
Get him a dick pump. That would be a good
Bro, your dick 2 inches, bro.
My shit fucked up.
Yo, he can't bring the bed.
He can't bring what?
A bed for me?
No.
No more.
Pizza?
Not
no,
yet.
No, you don't need pizza.
We almost done.
Not on a mic.
Yeah, we almost done, brother.
You don't eat pizza on a mic.
Or drink that much.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
So were you upset that like some of your cast members went on to marry Jennifer Hudson?
Why don't I give a fuck if this nigga marry another girl?
I mean, because right that leveled her up. Did you get any opportunities?
Oh, he leveled up. Yeah. I mean, hey, fuck it. I mean,
he leveled up. You don't think so?
What's his name though?
The wrestler guy.
David
Otunga.
I see. I didn't know the last name.
Nobody knows.
Okay, so David.
I mean, I don't hate on another nigga. I can't get mad because he's doing his thing. Because I know I'm gonna do my thing.
Did he invite you to the wedding?
Nah.
Damn, you
could have went
to the wedding.
No, I could have went, but. I didn't keep in contact with him, like, as much. Like, the nigga pretty, his name was Juan. Like, I still kind of, because after that, you don't really, like, I still keep in contact with some of the niggas, but some of you still, like, still cool with Taylor May. I still keep calling him Mitch and Mac. And Juan, pretty, he was pretty. But I didn't really
his name.
Still.
That was his name. He's not calling him pretty.
No, we know. We watched it. You didn't
know. No,
one.
No. You know what? Me neither. But I'm actually like, yo, bro, another suspect thing, bro.
Nah, yeah, I see. I had to clear that up. That was his name on the show. That was his name on the show.
His name is Juan.
Just had to clear that up.
But now, like, I still talk to him, but Punk, David, I really didn't, like, still keep in contact with him. So
you wasn't a chance in real, was on
season
that.
Season 1.
No, oh, it was the second season.
Yeah, season 1.
So, but y'all did a mashup from G's to Jen, right? You wasn't on there.
You all fucked. You got
oh, that's a different one.
You all fucked.
What was that?
That's a mother motherfucker.
What was G's suggest?
That was on MTV.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's the two brothers. One of them passed away, right?
No. Yeah, got all. That's Real and Chance. That go all in.
Yeah, Real and Chance was fucking with New York.
Yeah.
But they wasn't on G's and Gents, though.
Which one of them passed away?
Nah, G's and Gents was on VH1.
Bam.
Nah, yeah, that's mad sad. Wow. Cause I used to watch when they had their show and shit.
But Real and Champ was on G&J.
Nah, G's and Gents was not MTV.
That was.
Yes, it was. God damn it.
Who the fuck was the people?
I don't know.
The
only guy, nigga, Riff Raff, he was on that.
Yeah,
show.
That's the nigga who blew up. Riff Raff.
Riff Raff was dated in New York.
I don't think he could have been.
All them dating shows and mashed into
it
one.
It wasn't dating. It was like trying to make them niggas.
Trying to take like thug
gentlemen.
Right, but they came from dating shows.
No, they
originally.
Didn't. No, they didn't. Nah.
Oh, it was just random niggas? Yeah. I thought they were recycled reality stars.
He was the host of it, maybe.
Yeah, he was the host.
Yeah, I can see that.
I thought it was niggas from the, like, you. Nah, you could have been on that.
That was on
Alabama. Because
you needed a little
extra fame.
Yeah, no. You
it's
needed a little,
now.
Like, grooming.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. So if they would have took, like, they should do G's to Gents like the OG's to Gents. And they need to, like, I think that's a good
funny.
Idea.
OG's to Gents.
And we
man.
Get you to be one of the people, because you need some grooming.
Hell no. You need your pussy suck. That was funny.
You think you can teach your old dog new tricks like you? Like,
yeah, I fought. The girl was 26 years old. I fuck young girls too.
How old
so
are
you? Mean 39,
I'm about to be 40 this year.
Girl.
I fuck young girls all that. On my dick.
What's young girls? 26.
What do you mean,
man? The girl in my house.
No, she's 27 in my crib right now.
Who? Y'all run trains on the 26-year-old?
No, not the girl. Not my girl. Not the girl in my house right now. But yeah, I think we fucked.
The homeless one. You said she was homeless.
No. I'm talking about people that.
In general, we have. In general.
I done saved girls homeless. But,
I need a twit.
Nah, we fuck girls. I don't know if we fuck girls. Listen, I fuck girls all ages. I just fucked a girl maybe 21, 22. Miguel, please.
No.
Wait, you never heard of a train? You never heard of a train? Like niggas running trains? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first of all, your hands was all over. It's only one, bro. It ain't enough. You're trying to steal my one twig.
Wait, but you never heard of niggas running train? You never heard the word train?
Like, in grown ages now?
No.
What?
No more. Mm-mm. I ain't doing that. Not, and I'm 39 too, brother. And I'm not.
You never run a train?
Yeah, when I was younger, but I mean, even like I told you before, that one of my boys, I found out. Like men, he just married a man.
Oh, nah!
But we used to run trains on girls back in the day. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So now it's like I'm not pulling my meat out because that's what I'm saying. I don't even know the nigga was looking at my meat the whole time. And now I'm thinking that we all got the same girl or whatever the case, or how many other girls is in there.
True.
And now it's like I'm not pulling my meat out for this motherfucker to get all happy over.
True.
I mean, look,
he can't even see. So it's
listen, three niggas I ran trains with. Fuck. Trannies.
That's what I'm saying.
Transsexuals.
Yo, he lets.
I'm
and
like,
I still run trains with them niggas.
He lets niggas fuck his bitch. Like,
wait. Thank you for saying this. Now what?
Give me a piece of twigs.
It's no
more.
She ate it.
Give me the
piece. All right, fuck it. I'm gonna give it to you.
He lets niggas fuck his bitch.
That's the old school joke.
I love my liquor.
Oh my God. This nigga. So you would let a nigga fuck your bitch and be okay with that?
I've done it plenty of times. Cause it's
so
like,
that's not your real bitch.
Yes, it is. As long as the nigga don't fuck the girl better than I do.
How did you know?
I'm gonna tell you what's on, right? Boom, my man. I can't say the name, but then his baby mama.
Joshua.
Yeah, you know one of my best friends named Joshua.
He does that all the time.
I'm the man.
Oh, he would say Joshua?
No, he'll like pick a name and it should be dead.
Yeah, that's one of my best friends, but King. Guess another one.
David.
Oh,
I told you.
I'm good like this.
He's our psychic.
Yo,
I'm gonna say yes.
he did, nigga. He got a mic.
Yo,
come on, tell us the story about
Let's
you,
David. Let's talk about Dave. Let's talk about Dave. Let's tell the story.
I ain't saying about Dave.
Yo,
finish telling us about David.
Yeah, but yo, that's crazy. So one time, so my girl, right? This is I've been fucking with from 2011 to I'm glad this nigga did what he did.
Okay.
Cause I didn't know how to fuck.
Okay.
Right?
How old were you?
I was 2012 or 2013 Okay. So I'm like, 10 years ago and shit. Goddamn, time goes.
Damn. So you over here, you only 29, you still don't know how to smash?
Damn, grown ass man. All right, let's
That's
hit it.
Tell the story.
No, listen.
Tell the story.
The way I fuck, like I'm about to, because I already got a book I was about to give. Like I could write a book on sex. I could make people.
You gonna write it?
Everybody say you gonna write it?
I mean, I ghost wrote it. I speak it in the phone, and then they edit.
But you like move the pen hand. You said I'm gonna write a book.
I mean, so you know I'm just like,
tell a story.
But I'm gonna say I'm gonna speak a book.
Yeah.
Peace.
Tell the story.
Speak for your people.
Yeah.
Look, maybe
come on with that.
Come on, tell a story. All
right. Anyway. All right. So we chilling, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, so boom, so we had an orgy. It was me,
Dave, Joshua,
Q, Joshua, Tamika,
and Talika.
So, and the bitch said no moan.
Yes, and a moanless.
And Mona.
It was my
no
girlfriend, moan. My man. He had a bitch, and me. Boom, right?
We got the characters right. Go
so
ahead.
Boom, all right. So then he fucking her. Cause now we fucked her maybe a few times before, like 3 or 4 times. He fucking her. This bitch is like, I said, hold on. She's saying this nigga name. I said, I start getting a little sassy. She don't be saying, Kwame. She don't say my name. I said, what the fuck?
Now you can't say a nigga name. That's
the and we in the same, it's like 4 of us in the room on my bed. On my twin size bed.
Yeah.
So now she's like, oh my God, I haven't come like that in so long.
Nah, she ain't say that.
Yeah, she did. I said, what the fuck?
Girl.
Yeah, it's my bitch. Girl at the time. Her name start with a T too.
Yeah.
Her name start with a T and it rhymes with.
What's up, dude?
Yeah.
Kwana.
Tawana.
I can't say who got it right. Somebody got it right.
Tanya.
Hey, listen, no, I said, got it.
You ain't get what I said went over your head?
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
Boy, I got it right, but I can't say you still
doing
that.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
So now, right? I said, I ain't come like that in years. I said, well, I was kind of hurt. I said, yo, bro. I said, yo, son, how you did that, bro? The fuck? The son just gave her deep strokes. I said, "Word, I bet." So I gave her deep strokes like that. I made her come orgasm hard like 10 times back to back. She was shaking, vibrating, doing the Harlem shake with her legs.
She still ain't saying, I ain't never come like that.
Yeah,
no,
just because she did.
Bro,
she just came like that. That was the fake
bro.
Shit we were talking about earlier.
She did it way. I've come better than my man. I swear to God.
Oh, so he opened the gates up, and then now you.
Thank you. Because he right. told me what to do. So when he said do the deep strokes, and I incorporate that with my massage therapy, because you gotta listen out for body language, the noise. Oh, I was destroying her shit. She was kept coming back, but. It's like I had a cheat code on the PlayStation game, like the cheat.
A B A C A B B.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
Was it your dick or the 10-inch?
Nah, I wasn't even on that freaky level back then.
You was having an orgy.
It's
four niggas on a twin bed, bro. What are you talking
That's
about?
No, after he did it, then I got her one-on-one on the couch in the living room, me and her, then I was just killing that.
Ooh, God,
you
God,
oh I got
God.
You. I got
why
you.
Why is I making her come? Dang, I think the devil will want that. The God want that.
Yeah. Bust my you just lip.
Yeah. So then somebody coming. That's how I knew how to fuck. I forgot why even talking about that.
Me too.
That was lying. I probably was like 20.
He buys niggas pussy for their birthday.
How much is
pussy? Oh, yeah, I bought him pussy.
How much is pussy going for nowadays?
$100 the
that's
minimum.
$100?
At the massage parlor, though.
No, I paid $125.
So how do you talk the masseuse into giving pussy?
Wait, if you're going to a prostitute, you don't talk to a prostitute, just giving them money.
Oh, I thought you said it was a masseuse.
No.
On my birthday.
It was a massage, but they sell pussy at the massage. There's some Korean bitches with flat asses.
Yeah.
So you could fuck them or you get head?
Fuck them, man.
So how many truck drivers fucked before you?
Y'all don't use condom?
Of course, hell yeah.
Oh, he said no.
Who said no?
You said no.
No, you called it raw. You said beer back guy.
Nah, listen, let me tell you. Only fucked probably four girls raw my whole life.
Okay, good job.
I just started. Even my girl ones, I fucked them with a condom, but in the ass, I fucked raw.
I said that. That's what I just said.
So
why?
Because you can't. All right, so
the odds are lower.
All right, look.
The odds are lower
for kids, but when STD is high.
No, you get AIDS.
What's life with no risk?
You can get AIDS. You can get anything.
What's life with no risk?
The ass. But listen, all right. So the girl who rhymed with an ink got stuck with C. So first time we fucked, I fucked this. I was trying to put it in her butt with the condom. She was like, take the condom off. I don't know why I did it. I said, fuck it. I said, listen, Kwame, next time you fuck a bitch in the ass, you better stick it all the way in. You better go deep in that ass. You're going to get AIDS anyway.
There's oh, my God. Edges.
So I went all the way in.
You're going to go out.
Yeah, go out of style.
How about not do it?
I mean, come on, fuck it, man.
You got your dick's already hard.
And like, she ain't never.
Are you really a good role model for this man?
No, he's not a role model.
You make it up drink pee.
He's
you
tell him this nigga's
ass raw.
So I fucked another.
No shit came out, right?
I had another nut in that ass. No doodle came out. I
done that means she already won.
80 times, probably a little bit doodle twice, 80 times.
Only ass. Only ass.
What, raw?
Yeah, up with her.
No. Then I fucked the raw like maybe 20 times. The ass, like 90 times raw. Nothing of ass.
What's his face in that?
So then, right? So then.
You don't like raw sex. So
it's not that. It's just like, yo.
It's natural.
So no, I get it. Respect.
Come on. You talking about God stuff. Listen. God ain't make condoms. God don't want you to do
listen, I get it. But it's certain ones you got to do.
And the pussy raw my whole life. Two girls in the pussy raw. I done fucked maybe like 400, 500 bitches raw. I fucked two in the ass raw. I had about 12 girlfriends. Now, and yeah. So two girls in the pussy raw. I done fucked this girl in the ass on my Mother's Day. On Mother's Day 2007, I fucked in the ass raw. I'm fucking ass bro. She getting an AIDS test.
Wait, why are they
taking AIDS tests?
I don't know why we. So I don't get AIDS. I make sure.
I said it. What's up? He buys people pussy on their for their birthday.
Yeah, and he's talking about everybody he's fucking in the ass bro. So how do we get there?
That's Kwame, man. You gotta go off. With,
she got an AIDS test on my around my birthday. I said, and she was reading. I said, oh. I said, oh, she. Oh, negative. I said, I'm fucking her in the ass raw. So the girl who now, I fuck her in the ass raw. Then Trauma Shamika, fuck her in the ass raw.
Can I ask you a question? How did y'all get those? How y'all get those papers to have the girls consent?
It's an app.
You just go ahead.
Yeah.
So they got that
why
same.
Why do you want
to
know that?
No, because I'm about to tell you right now, because that same thing that she got the AIDS test and said negative, she got it from the same app.
Oh,
what you got from the hospital?
How you know?
All right, this is how I know. Now, listen. All right, so the girl I was dealing with, she signed whatever. She went to the hospital to get an AIDS, some weird shit. She went out of some somebody raped her, stupid shit, nigga, raped her, whatever. Yeah. She bugged her.
I know this. Yeah, all your stories go down like a rabbit hole.
All right.
Do. And then I'll be like, what are we talking about again? I feel like whack.
No. Man, don't give me this much credit. I don't deserve this much credit, Loria.
I put my man to the crib, right? So, put my man to the crib. So he said, yo, what else? Yo, we probably trying to fuck or whatever.
I don't
so
even
I
know
could,
what the fuck you just said, for real. What I are said, you saying?
I said that I bought one of my associates to one of my side chickens' cribs.
Okay.
And we was trying to plan to have an intercourse with her.
Okay.
Right?
Run so the train.
Me over there trying to fuck. So then I say, yo, go in the shower. She went in the shower. So I'm going to try to eat her ass, get her horny in front of my man, whatever. But her butt was smelling. Smelling like...
Smell like, the showers for.
It smelled like doodle, but she went in the shower. But it smelled like doodle. So I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm out. I just dipped. My man was still trying to fuck. I don't know. She didn't let him fuck. But I don't know. She went to the hospital, said, oh... So my nigga got. She want to get
don't,
a.
Don't say the R word, bro.
She want to get a an ape kick.
What? You know what I mean?
And then I'm like, she yo, said
you, yeah, man.
No, but he didn't do it. So I say, yo, why'd you go there? These niggas dicking you? Nah. So I'm like, why you getting that ape kick? It's about I don't know. Damn.
Is anybody on drugs in this story?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone.
Okay. Okay.
No, she got. Yeah, got. On messed up on drugs, her mind was fucked up.
So somebody, something was
so look, she got the test back. She ain't got no STDs. This negative, negative, negative. I said, AIDS negative. Oh, hepatitis C, A, B negative. Oh, I'm fucking this raw in the ass. And that's how I fucked up.
How does she look?
After she accused your friend of raping her.
No, she didn't. She doesn't say she didn't.
She's bugged. She's bugged.
She just went for that. The cops came. She said, who raped you? That sudden, the rape kick came back negative because nobody raped her. I said, why would you do that if nobody
even had
and
sex
you still
with you?
Wanted to fuck this bitch after. But she's the one that's
with
off.
With the purple heart, I save people, right?
You need to save yourself.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, I am. What do you mean? I save people.
Save.
That's it.
Okay, so.
There you go, Loria.
Is there any black excellence? Because I feel like I need some.
What's black excellence? What's
okay,
that?
big shout out to, we're going to do some black excellence, yes. Y'all. Big shout out to Rihanna. She is on the cover of British Vogue with A$AP Rocky, her boo-boo, and the babies now because she's pregnant with second child. She killed the Super Bowl. She had the higher numbers than the actual Super Bowl, which is amazing. Her, I thought the performance was amazing, and I would like to see you carry a baby and perform.
Bring it,
French
in.
Montana. Big shout out to him. He is officially the most streamed African-born artist in history. Oh, so,
dope.
Big shout out to my boy French Montana.
Blessings to you, brother.
And shout out to Angelo. Are we still for Twerk God? Are we still?
Twerk God. Okay, let's do it. Yeah.
I think we still. Yeah. Well, that's his nickname. Yeah. I think he still is
in the
running.
Okay,
he's nominated. So at the voting to the end, make sure y'all go on over and vote for Twerk.
Congratulations, yes, sir.
The best of WestchesterMagazine.com. And big shout out to Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors. I actually did the red carpet for their new movie, Creed.
Yo, I've seen that. I've seen that all around.
So make sure y'all go check that out because we got to support our black movies and our black entertainers because who else is going to do it? They just steal from us and, monetize.
Try to remake it. They try to remake fucking Color Purple. Ah, y'all bugging.
They're definitely remaking Color Purple and you're going to be silly.
And you're going to be Harpo.
And I will be Jude.
I know it. That's what I'm saying.
What you mean to try to re?
They're doing a reboot and it has like her in it. And
oh, it's a movie. I'm thinking like a crayon coming. How can you change the color?
Oh, no, no, the movie. No, no, okay, no, you, no, we no, forgot no, you're no, young. No, yeah, you're yeah, young. Yeah.
You can't change
the
no
color. Purple's not on Tubi, so you won't be seeing that there, but you can find it on like Amazon Prime and stuff like TikTok. That. Apple TV, I'm sure. So big shout out to all of them. And then we're going to wrap the show up with Wax's ABCs.
Yes.
Now, just in case. Freestyle, right?
Oh, but we're going to let you do your freestyle. This is our last segment, and we'll let you freestyle after that. As long as you promise not to say
the F word. Yeah.
Or the T.
Or the R word.
That rhymes with Manny. Okay. Yeah,
I want,
okay. So as long as you promise not to say those two words, we'll definitely let you freestyle. Your back. So Wax's ABCs, I almost feel like we should do Kwame's ABCs. Yeah. But
maybe can't read.
It might be.
This nigga's an asshole.
No, it's real though. Let's keep it 1 million.
So we're gonna give both of them a word. Okay.
Yeah, come on, let's see
who can get the word
pizza, man.
Okay. No more pizza. Okay, so the word, we got to get you to pronounce the word, to define the word, and use it in a sentence. I think this word, neither one of y'all motherfuckers know, so I think this is safe. So the word is
Wax pussy.
C-L-A-I-R. Wax got a pussy. So C-L-A-I-R-V-O-Y-A-N-C-E.
Clairvoyance.
Okay, what's that mean?
This is
clairvoyance means like you understand what you're doing. You got clarity and shit.
Okay, what do you think, Wax?
I think this is a white woman named Claire who's she's going on a voyage with her family.
Okay, both of y'all have to use it in a sentence.
Go ahead.
All right. So, yo, I was walking down the street. I had this fucking bitch embarrass me.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand she was a foreigner. I caught clarity. It was clairvoyant. I caught clarity.
Okay.
Right. She wasn't trying that.
So that was a freestyle. So he kind of got you without even a song part. Wax, you might got to make a better song.
I got you. I was walking down the street and seeing his lady, whatever the white lady, Tamika's, and she was over there with this lady named Claire, and then they was about to go into a voyage over on the mountains. So, and I asked, can I go? And they was like, no, because Roy is there. Your name Roy, right? Raymond.
Kwame.
They said, no, Kwame coming.
I'm like, who's that?
So they going on a voyage with Claire, with your girl, Tamika.
Okay. That's not, okay. Here, Twerk, help us out.
So the word is clairvoyance, and it means to have a sixth sense, like a spidey sense.
I kind of said that.
You kind of did say that in a way.
I kind of said that.
Neither one of y'all said it, for real. But like, if you mix both of y'all together, maybe y'all could have came up with something.
Claire going somewhere, you know what I'm saying? She's trying to go to a voyage and try to clear her mind and try to get better clarity.
I think Kwame's was actually pretty on point, actually, when I think about
dang, it. Dang.
It was.
Ain't got no sound effects in there.
We do usually, but not here today. This is not our
spot.
Studio. We will
that's
be
exactly
back
what she
in
got.
Our normal studio. So, so we want to hear you spit a little something. What
beat?
Put a beat
on. Come
what
on,
beat? Oh, he's ready. Okay.
Okay.
That's
all right. He's an old school nigga.
Oh my God.
Got you.
Don't hit yourself.
Yo, yeah. Ready? Yeah. Yo, I got this. I got the clairvoyance. I got 6 cents. I'm drinking wine. I'm not bent. Yeah, I ain't took my wax pussy. I'm took my... Like L'Oreal, you got a wax pussy. You said you get your pussy wax. If I pay for that, will you even charge me tax? Well, I don't even know. Well, I have to fucking take it and fucking hit you with an axe? I don't know. I'll fucking be like a chiropractor and break your fucking back. Take your ass virginity and take that. Matter of fact, I put my babies I nut in your butt cheeks. You gotta call CPS and say that I got my babies in a crack house. We call that the house of crack. Yeah, this nigga Angelo's a fucking dweeb ass nigga. Fucking y'all try to get me with fucking chicken wings with weed ass nigga.
Early.
This nigga Wax, he fucking bitches punch him in their ribs and say I need that ass. Yeah.
Right, so your freestyle ass was about raping me. No.
No.
Wax and Angelo and eating chicken wings.
I mean, Clairvoyance.
I don't like this song at all.
Claire. Maybe Claire should have cleared this up. Yeah. Maybe you should have went on Avoidance with Claire instead of Tamika.
But it was a sixth sense.
I definitely feel like I lost half of the brain cells that I came in this motherfucker with.
Me too.
And that says a lot because you didn't have many.
I'm gone. Yeah. Where's the Uber?
I don't know. Bully the Beast podcast. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
I'm lost.
Rate, review, or rape review?
Where can they find you?
You said rape review?
Oh, yeah, Jesus. You got a lot of rape Christ. Going
no,
on.
No, you the one talking about that shit all day.
You sat here and said, I will take that shit. And that's when I checked out.
I said an axe. The deodorant. If your pussy might stink, I'm going to use Axe.
My pussy never stinks.
Yeah, I didn't mean an Axe. I don't know
what you meant.
The Axe is spray. So I'm going to spray if you on your pussy and then fuck smell. You if it stink. Not an Axe. To slice you, Axe to
I couldn't figure out
you.
Nothing you were saying half the damn time in the first place.
Yeah. Tell a friend to tell a friend, baby.
It started in slow as great. Oh. Okay. Where can they follow you?
Who follow me in the app?
With Axe. Not that kind of Axe, but this
if
one.
You, yes. You, yes. You can follow me at convos_with_Kwame.
Raw in the ass.
FYI, we're never letting Angelo book another guest again.
Angelo the man. Angelo
you said
man.
Angela, you?
Angelo the
man. He just says anything.
Angelo the man.
So,
do not give me this much credit, L'Oreal.
Yeah,
ever again.
This is crazy.
So, yeah, convos. You know how to spell convos, right? The
convos
fucking
ABC
shit. And back. You ever did anal?
Lord Jesus.
Love you. See you next week. Bye.
Peace.
Peace.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.